Let's do Tami Anhagim, Seif Gimel, in Anhagas Adam Babaika. The reason that our Chachamim made the Nusach of the Bracha Al Netilas Yadayim. What does Netila mean? We don't say Al Rechitzas Yadayim, which would mean washing our hands. We say Netilas Yadayim. Netila, what does it mean? Netila means to take, really. So he says the first reason is because in Loshon Atargum, it means to elevate, to pick up. Like we say, Vatisaeni Riach, Vesh Ma'achrei Kodash Gadol, in Talasni. So you have over there the word Unotal, which is the definition of the word Loses, to pick up, to elevate. And Alachi is after Netilas Yadayim, you need to pick up your hands in the air. Another pasuk we have in Yeshaya, Vayinatleim Vayinaseim Kol Yemei Olam, that Hashem picks us up, carries us forever. So again, the word Natal means to elevate, and we're picking up our hands physically after the bracha, and of course spiritually. So that's why the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is this language of Netila. Another reason he brings from the Avodram, is because we wash our hands dafka from a keli, a vessel, a utensil, which is the washing cup, and a keli is called a natla. So that's why we make the bracha al netilas yadayim, to allude to the fact that we're washing it with a keli, and that when we wash, we're not only washing, but we are elevating our hands as well. Now I think that we can give an added explanation over here in what he said, that we're picking up our hands, we're elevating our hands. Now we know the first person to elevate his hand was Avram Avinu, Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu said, "Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon." I pick up my hands. Im Ekach Mikol Hashalach. He tells Melech Zdaim, "I'm not going to touch anything that you would like to give me from the spoils of this war." I pick up my hands. Why? You should not say, "I made Avram Avinu rich." So the Malbim says a gorgeous pshat. He says that our avodah is to recognize that it's not koichi va'itzim yodi asali yisachayel hazeh. It's not our handiwork and our strength that brings us our success. The truth is, the more that we remove ourselves and the more that we are able to put ourselves aside, the more success will shine upon us, because we're making ourselves a kli for the shefa and the bracha of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's we, our ego, that gets us in trouble, gets between us and Hashem. So koichi va'itzim yodi asuli yisachayel hazeh. It's a hard one to break, but we got to realize that it's not my handiwork that does anything. It's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So the Malbim says that Avram Avinu wasn't talking to Melech Zdoim, he was talking to his hand. He said, "Hari Moisi Yodi El Hashem Kelelion." I'm picking up my hand to Hashem, and I'm saying, "You shouldn't say you made Avram Avinu rich. Who's you? You, my hand, shouldn't say that I'm the one that is the cause of Avram Avinu's success." So he's speaking to his own hands. I saw a gorgeous shot from the Ksav Sefer. Ksav Sefer writes on the Gemara that somebody who says, "Amen Yehesh Me'rabba B'chol Koichai," the Gemara says, "Poischen Le'Shari Gan Eden." If somebody says, "Amen Yehesh Me'rabba," with all of his strength, Hashem opens up for him the doors of Gan Eden, of paradise. So he says that a person has to always exalt the name of Hashem, Yehesh Me'rabba Mevarach. Unfortunately, when things don't go well for people, that's when they realize that everything is Hashem. Right? But when it's going good for him, then he thinks that the success somehow has to do with him. So The idea is, when a person is b'chol koicha, when he's at full strength, that's when he should proclaim Yehi Shmei Rabba. That's what the Gemara says. Kala ayina amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Somebody who answers Yehi Shmei Rabba when? When it's b'chol koicha, when he's at full strength, full throttle, when everything is going good for him and he recognizes that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalalem, then poischen l'shar gan eden, that's the entry to paradise. So if that's the case, based on this, the bracha al netilas yadayim, which the Tamei Menhagim brings from the Sefer Shulchan Arba, that it means to elevate our hands. We're elevating our hands like Avram Avinu, Hari Moisi Yadei Lashem, and we're recognizing that it's not our hands, it's all the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the ultimate purification of our hands. And that's why the word netila means to remove, to take away. Because we're removing our hands and understanding that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom, and He is the only cause of everything good and all the success that we have. Kol tov, guten Shabbos.